I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Myanmar declares martial law in 5 new cities, bringing the total to 61 cities nationwide since 2021. Meanwhile, a mandatory draft imposed in late February has millions of young people on the move. Brian Dennett with AMG International says,
what's happened in the last several days is like a mass exodus. Young people are trying desperately to escape the country. Long lines in immigration trying to get visas legally, and then others are just crossing the borders anywhere they can to get out.
AMG Partners started a hostel for kids who flee Myanmar to a neighboring country, but that hostel is now out of room. Find ways to help in the full story at our website and pray AMG can reach more vulnerable kids with the hope of Christ. And the Global Deaf Ministry Door International celebrates their first-time invitation to the recent 2414 conference in Nairobi, Kenya. Door International's Rob Meyer says the annual event gathers leaders from global church-planting networks to collaborate and strategize.
2414 was founded around Matthew 24:14, which talks about how the gospel will be preached throughout all the world to every people group, to every ethne, and then the end will come.
Pray collaborative church-planting efforts between deaf and hearing networks will accelerate.
I would call it a significant moment for the hearing and the deaf church combined, because God's created us as a body. God's given every single one of us specific gifts and specific callings to be able to support His global mission.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is giving away the free copy of the book, The Legacy of William Carey. His story is a charge to all Christians to take the light of the gospel into every corner of society. Get your copy for free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.